Hey celeb fans, welcome back to the red carpet with more celebrity facts with me, Leisha Lang. Last time I spoke about Freddie Mercury, this time I'm talking about the group The Human League, so let's get started. In early 1977, Martin Ware and Ian Craigmarsh, who had met at Youth Arts Project Meat Whistle, were both working as computer operators. Their music collaboration combined pop music, such as glam rock, Tamla, Motown, and avant-garde electronic music, with the price of electronic compliments dropping in the mid-1970s. Their musical reputation spread, and they were invited to play at a friend's 21st birthday party. For the party, Craig and Ian formed themselves into an informal band called the Dead Daughters. Their live highlight was a rendition of the theme of the British TV series Doctor Who. Ware and Marsh searched for a vocalist, but their first choice was Glenn Gregory, who was unavailable. Gregory eventually became the lead singer of their subsequent band, Heaven 17. Ware then decided to invite an old school friend, Philip Oakey, to join the band. Oakey was working as a hospital porter at the time and was known on the Sheffield social scene of his electric style of dress. Although he had no musical experience, Ware thought he would be ideal as a lead singer for the future, as he already looked like a pop star. With a new lineup sound and vocalist, Ware decided that the band needed a new name. It would also allow them to approach record companies again. From a different angle, Ware suggested the Human League after a group in the science fiction board game Star Force Alpha Centauri. In May 2000, the band signed a Paplon Records and subsidiary of the Cray Cirrus group and began recording tracks for their new album, due out of the following year. The next album, titled Secrets, was released August 2001, and like the previous album, Octopus, the band was presented as the Oakley, Sully and Cathrell Trio, although Neil Sutton was credited with the keyboards and co-wrote most of the material with Oakey. A new album, Credo, was released in March 2011. It peaked at number 44 on the UK album chart. The first single from the album, Night People, was released on the 22nd of November 2010, but failed to enter the mainstream UK chart. It did, however, reach number 25 in the UK indie charts. In March 2014, Don't You Want Me re-entered the top 20 of the UK single chart, thanks to a social media campaign from the fans of Aberdeen FC, who won the Scottish League Cup the previous weekend. In 2020, similar deluxe treatment was given to their 1995 Octopus album on its 25th anniversary. Also in 2020, a three-disc essential collection from their Virgin Records years reached number 13 in the UK album chart. This compilation was unique in that third disc, with the expectation of their first two tracks focused entirely on the band's pre-Dare material. In 2023, they performed at the Isle of Wight Festival, and I saw them that night. They were brilliant. So now you know about the Human League. They are amazing. Their music are so brilliant. Next time, I'm going to talk about the YouTuber Technoblade. So stay tuned. Thank you for listening. Take care.